It's time for the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales. We'll hear from your host, Aaron Quillen, after this.
See more and do more in a new 300 series compact track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is truly something to see at Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, Super Boom lift technology, rock-solid stability, and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with a clear view. Stop by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville today and see how a new 300 series compact track loader helps you do more.
Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Joining us again, we have a world champion of the world, but also a little bit more of a businessman in terms of his passions in the outdoors, Jonathan Prane.
Thanks for having me again, Aaron.
Thank you for being here. Mr. Prane, you are a professional real estate agent with Tarrant & Harmon.
Yep.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, man. Long story short, this will be my ninth year licensed. I'm actually a fourth generation land broker.
Awesome.
So it was my father's claim to fame was in the real estate world, all the way down to my grandmother and my great grandfather. So we just kind of kept the tradition going. Dad still carries his license and has forgot more things about real estate than I know today, right? So I've got a great mentor there, and so short of it is 8 years is how long I've been licensed, or in my ninth year, I guess.
Okay, but you grew up in the business.
That's right. Yep. So grew up alongside of Dad. Dad was more in the commercial world of things. And so got to learn a little bit of that. Also learned that that was not my interest. Was the commercial world of the business, or the suit and tie, if you will, right? That just never suited me.
Yes.
I always wanted to be outside and always wanted to be on the farm and figure out how to make that work. So this was a pretty good fit for me. It's a pretty good fit for me.
I like that. I used to wear a suit. Most people might not know that, with all the long hair.
That's a good little tidbit.
I was in insurance sales.
Okay.
And third generation there.
Okay.
And I decided one day that, the corporate world wasn't necessarily for me.
Right.
And I didn't want to wear a monkey suit anymore.
There you go. So there you go. I can't say I blame you.
Yeah. Yeah. So as a real estate professional, there are people that are looking to buy or sell, farms, land. There are so many different scenarios out there. Mm-hmm. At Tarrant & Harmon, y'all have a great reputation here locally. What are some of the factors at Tarrant & Harmon that made you decide, this is where I want to, hang my hat?
Yeah. There's a lot. Obviously, I have known Travis Tarrant and Mark Harmon for years. My family has been friends with both of their fathers and families for years. And so, I knew them for a while. Knew that when I was getting into the business, Dad always joked that he wanted me to go work for somebody else to go make all my mistakes. And then once I learned some stuff, then I could come work for him. So that was never an option, right? And he was moving on from that anyway. But I knew and saw what those two guys were doing. I think I was like the 20th agent maybe at the time with the company. And saw the vision and the growth that they wanted to take their real estate business and the ideas. And I also saw room for growing a side of their business that they were trying to break into or breaking into in some facet, but saw an area where the growth of the land side of their real estate business had tons of room, and mm-hmm. I wanted to be on the bottom floor. I didn't necessarily want to go work for a company that had already figured that system out and didn't want any changes, or, you know, I kind of wanted to be involved in that as it grew. And mm-hmm. and so great mentors there. Obviously, Travis and Mark do a phenomenal job and are great land brokers. So able to work alongside of them as well as learn at the same time has been a great, you know, it's been a great experience for me for sure. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm coming up, I think on my 25th season mm-hmm. hunting Calhoun, Pike okay. counties
yep.
as an outfitter and, you know, just overall 25th season hunting there. And, you know, we see a lot of land, you know, come and go, move, yep. new owners, sell. I'd say with Tarrant and Harmon, I've seen the most growth mm-hmm. and the most sustainability in yeah. terms of, you know, good reputation. Trust is a huge factor in real estate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And realtors don't necessarily have the best rap, you know, around the world in general. Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. you hear your just like with outfitting, anytime I start getting questions from maybe a new hunter, mm-hmm. I know to say, have you hunted with an outfitter before? Did you have a good experience or bad? Because it's usually based on their questions.
Right.
I can kind of get a sense that they've had a bad experience
yeah.
with an outfitter.
Right.
And, you know, it's good to know that on my behalf. I'd imagine in real estate, you probably have the same thing.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, our goal, you know, in a nutshell is taking our quality expertise and being able to maximize what people's goals are, right? Where they see their property ending, that whether that's for sale or they're purchasing something and they've got a primary goal. But number one is maximizing their dollars and trust in that process and having someone that's knowledgeable in the land side of the business that knows how to navigate all of those nuances of the land world that people just don't think about mm-hmm. Is huge. And there's a long list. You know, I've got a list of them written here for kind of us to chat about of things that people don't normally think about that we deal with on a transaction basis on a farm. But back to the original thing here is you're not going to go, and it's got to be the same in your business. You're not going to go very far without having repeat customers,
right?
Or repeat clients. So if you're souring that relationship within your first deal, and you're constantly just trying to come up with new leads and new folks, it's just going to peter out, right? It's not going to go far, no matter what business you're in.
100%.
So that's something that I've found Tarrant and Harmon, something I try to do. You know, we joke that we're in the relationship business because realistically, without those relationships and that network and continuing that trust in those relationships, you know, the sustainability of that business and our business would have been gone a while ago. So
right. And it's not really the place to mention any names, but I can say that I've seen realtors do really well, and then the next thing you know, where are they?
Right.
You don't hear about them anymore.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, their signs aren't on farms, their signs right. aren't on homes. Yep. So something's happened to where all of a sudden they've lost their momentum, and mm-hmm. it's more than likely kind of what you just explained.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're trying to, you know, try to avoid, and that transparency and growth in the relationship and trust is it's crazy how huge, you know, a handshake and looking somebody in the eye can get you, you know, is how I look at it.
So. Yeah, well, real estate's pretty complex.
Yeah.
Right? There's, like, yes, you sir. Said, there's a lot of things that can happen. What are some of the, I guess, for anybody listening, what are some of the keys of what Tarrant and Harmon provides, maybe some services that you can kind of throw out there that are helpful to most transactions, the experience that you guys have and how you maintain that honesty and that reputation?
Yeah, I think one of the things and kind of on my end of the business, because my wife sells homes, mm-hmm. And my focus is where my passion is, and I think that's always been important to me, is I've got to be extremely passionate about what I'm working in, right? And it keeps me excited, you know, get you waking up every morning. So it's like I'm not at work, essentially, right? So some of the things that we offer and that I kind of specialize in my offerings personally that you don't think about, you know that grandpa or dad or somebody had a farm and you think you want to sell it, right? And you call a realtor and you think, we're just going to throw this thing online, it's going to be done. And some of the things that we run into, and man, you could have a whole, there's a podcast that I listen to that has a segment that's called Dirt Debacles, right?
Okay.
It's actually a Realtors Land Institute podcast, and they've got a segment called Dirt Debacles where they just talk about interesting things and issues they've come across throughout the years, and
right.
the stories that we pick up over the years, just they're hilarious. And some of them are hilarious, some of them are bad, right? Of things that people didn't understand what they were getting into. And it kind of puts a little emphasis on how important it is to have that professional in your due diligence and in buying or in the selling process. So you know, having a real estate or a land broker that understands everything from commodities, you know, corn, soybeans, timber value, hay ground value, cattle value, of what pasture ground and improvements and how you turn those positives to your property into more of a profit center or dollars, maximizing dollars in the seller's or in the buyer's pocket, right? Because that's number one, what we're trying to do.
Right.
So understanding and being able to navigate those markets, you know, all the way from livestock to timber and ag to deer and recreational properties. And luckily for me, I don't know if it's lucky or not. I'm passionate about all of those things. I get to have a little bit of my hand in my personal life and a little bit of all of those things from a family perspective. And that also helps my knowledge to help my clients, because I'm dealing with some of these same issues on, say, our own family farm, our own operation, or in my hunting adventures, right? Or what I'm doing to try to succeed hunting. So that's a small portion of it. Then you dig into more of the legal side and the issue side, the conservation easement, CRP. You deal with access easements, utility easements, surveys, boundary lines, things that from the surface you don't really know much about or see. You know, all you know is there's a road here and we've driven in and out of here our entire lives, you know, Dad always wanted to build a house up here. Well, then you come to find out that you guys didn't have that access to begin with. And
right.
So now how do we go about navigating, making sure that we get you that access or that you do have that access? There's just so many little nuances to the business of the land side of the business that can make or break or cost you a lot of money. When I say cost you a lot of money, you may not be cutting a check for it, but you might be leaving that money on the table.
Right.
And then in my experience, I've found that help that we provide, that service that we provide by having the right land broker, pays for ourselves.
Right.
Right. And the extra money that we're going to grow you in that deal. So there's, in my opinion, I think there's some importances there. So I kind of rambled a little bit in that little area, but
no, but I like it. That's helpful, because just in the real estate that I've bought, you know, you do run into these issues.
Yeah.
Let's take a minute. We're going to hear from our awesome show sponsors and be right back.
New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines from Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville put more premium grain in the bin and save you money while doing it. Compared to competitive brand combines, CR Twin Rotor Combines lose significantly less grain. Independent third-party test results prove it. And CR Twin Rotor Combines use less fuel and harvest faster to save you real money. Finish your season sooner with more grain safely in the storage bin. See Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville about New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines. They give you performance that pays. Jonathan Prane with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company is a full-time land broker who can help you maximize your hard-earned dollars. Call Jonathan for a free assessment and to assist you in selling or finding your income-producing farm, dream hunting spot, rural home, or investment property. Jonathan Prane with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company. Call 618-225-0568. 618-225-0568.
Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today, we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. Returning, we have Jonathan Prane, agent at Tarrant & Harmon, and Big Buck Killer, winner of this year's WJBM Outdoor Show Big Buck Contest. Thanks again for being here, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So when we were talking before the break, we're talking about a lot of services that are provided by Tarrant & Harmon to make sure that people are well taken care of. I'd like to dive into that a little bit. You know, when someone's going to sell a farm, when they're going to sell their land, whether it be an investment property or a property that had been in the family for 150 years,
yes, sir.
They have a perceived value of that property, and that property's value might be different than actual. It might be more, it might be less, or there might be something that they've never really, thought of as far as their home farm or family farm or investment property is concerned. What are some of the things that you do to kind of bring that perception to more of a baseline as to, all right, you're looking at selling your farm. These are the things that are important from a real estate perspective.
Yeah, kind of start to finish on maybe how we get to where we get.
So
the first thing that we do, and you know, from your side, we talked about this before, how you would background or scout a farm, e-scout a farm before you even step foot on it. People sometimes laugh. I'll be on the phone with them, and they'll tell me about this property, the subject property they're calling about. And while I'm on the phone with them, if I'm in front of my computer, and I do it from my phone a lot too, but I'll pull that property up without them even knowing. And I'm like, yeah, so, I'll start telling them, things about their property. And I'm like, yeah, I got it pulled up right here. And they just, and it's the power of the internet and the computer world that we live in, right? It's just, it's a fortunate thing. It's a great tool. It can be a headache sometimes, but great tool. So, the first thing I would do would be essentially e-scout or background that farm. And the system that I use in minutes, I can pull soil data, FSA maps. I can dial in exactly how many acres you own, what counties you're in, where you're at, how many are tillable, how many are timber, pasture, what your improvements are, and pull full soil data on all of that ground. So before we even step foot on the ground, we can have a pretty good idea of what we think that value is. And some of the things and the pieces that we pull from to come up with that number, say a family has had something forever and there's areas, we'll kind of pick apart once we have a site visit and study the maps, that we'll pick apart the positives, the negatives, things that we can manage or enhance before sale. If there's things that we think we can go in there and do prior to the sale, these are things that we offer, right? We have equipment and we can come in and button these things up to give it that little wow factor. Cause a lot of the properties sell pretty quick when you show, when people first show up, right? So having that show is huge. So we pick those things apart when we're there and decide what we can grow off of, what's not so important, and then figure out, you know, are you making top dollar on your lease or here and there, and is there money to grow there, right? Is your farm tenant paying what the average is, you know, in the county? Are they maximizing that? Is the same thing from the hunting end? Are your hunters paying, you know, very little? Can you maximize as a landowner? Can you look at maybe getting more there? And so all of those things we do from an early standpoint, when we sit down with you, lay out all of those options, all of the soil maps, the productivity index, the FSA layers, and break down everything that your farm is, and then you know, give you that kind of evaluation. I would say the next step is we then pull comparables of anything that has sold in the area, mm-hmm. and decide on how we can what attributes those farms that have sold, how they are similar to some of the things that you have, and where we may be able to take certain things from those comps that brought them more money, and how we can't maybe highlight those more on your property, whether it's a straight ag piece, mm-hmm. right, or a recreational piece, a timber piece, a hunting piece, and figure out through our marketing what is going to get them the most money. Is this a piece that's going to be an auction or an ag auction where you know, we're going to have a live auction integrated with an online bidding system, or is this a rec farm that we see would be better for, would sell better from having a little more longer exposure on the market, where guys from out of state will have a little more time to come in and put boots on the ground, right, before they're purchasing it. Sometimes there's not time for that in the auction platform. So
what I'm saying is, essentially, you have a landowner looking to sell, you're able to help them identify and hone in on the type of buyer that would most be,
it's going to maximize that, give them the most money, essentially. And so and again, this costs them nothing. I mean, anybody can just call me today or call Tarrant and Harmon today, mm-hmm. and ask for one of our you know, land brokers, and basically have this laid out in front of them for free. I mean, this doesn't, if this is something that they're thinking about doing, these are plans that you know, stuff we do every day. This is stuff we're focusing on every day. So that is huge. We really enjoy doing it. And then we decide on whether what avenue is gonna maximize those profits. And if in the event we feel that, you know, you've got one uncle that lives in LA and he thinks that the farm is worth way more than what our evaluation comes out to, because it happens often.
Right.
You know, something that we can test. There's no better way to test the market than at auction, in my opinion, right? Everybody's going to show up on sale day and raise their hand, and it's going to be a true testament to whatever the market is doing, you know, day of sale. So all of those avenues can be deployed however they need to.
Okay. And then when it comes to identifying, you know, this area, it's predominantly agricultural. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of need for recreation opportunities, you know, and then there's a lot of different buyers, like whether we're talking a hobby farm or, you know, right now a lot of people are raising their own chickens, which in my opinion is going to turn to a couple of pigs, then a couple of cows. A
little homestead deal.
Right. So I would imagine that you're seeing, you know, different trends in the marketplace and are able to not only help the sellers but the buyers, you know, when it comes to their first home and kind of what they can expect.
Yep. Yeah. So when it comes to, you know, land purchases, earlier we talked about relationships, and a lot of the extended relationships in this business transition from we were started working for the seller, and sometimes we work, you know, we're working for the buyer, but working for the seller, we work with the buyer, get the transaction done, right? And then from that standpoint, the buyer is, okay, now I own this piece of ground.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with it?
Right.
So what do I do with it? And then for us, that comes into the consulting and management side of our business, which we identify, first off, what their goal is, mm-hmm. what they want to achieve. Is this something they want to flip? Is this something they want to live on, hunt? If they have hunting goals or whatever that goal is, whether they want to enhance the property for agriculture, you know, we can point them in the right direction to get them going there. So we outline what that goal is.
Mm-hmm.
We then develop a plan on how they can maximize that goal, right? Whether mm-hmm. that means we need to go in and outlay some create or doze or completely develop the property to kill bigger deer mm-hmm. or hold better turkeys or work with the FSA and NRCS office to set up CRP plans that go into their agriculture plan and their hunting plan. So at the same time, we all want to own ground, but some people spend a lot of money out of their pocket every year just to own the farm.
Right.
And so we like to put together with people ways, and I've done this on my own farm. I want it to pay for as much of itself as it possibly can. So however we can maximize that plan and manage that plan from the inside out to put money in our pocket down towards the farm, in the long run, we're growing generational wealth. So that plan and management starts here and can go as far as anybody wants to take it. So,
all right. Well, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming on. And you know, thank you again for participating
yeah.
in the World Championship of the World.
Oh man, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, this has been great. I appreciate the opportunity. It never is it's amazing to me how fast these go by.
I know,
when
right?
we do these.
I know. And then one last shout out, Matt Cheek, Westwards Taxidermy. Thank you so much for helping us put this big buck contest together. We really appreciate that. Really appreciate that you out there, Matt.
And I will throw in, I've got a 80 horse New Holland tractor from MTS that I use for all my food plots, and that thing works great.
Yes.
So go see Adam.
That's right. All right. Hey, thanks again, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
Every day I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, that's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening, I get red dirt rich and flare of a pay. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Woo! Come on.
See more and do more in a new 300 series compact track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is truly something to see at Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, Super Boom lift technology, rock-solid stability, and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with a clear view. Stop by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville today and see how a new 300 series compact track loader helps you do more.